What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We got everybody in the house and a new co-host. So, Pepper, Jasmine, and Catalina V. What's up, guys?
Hi.
So, what's been going on with everybody? I know we had a pretty decent-sized break. I know I was traveling and other
break.
People were traveling, too, so it's...
I wasn't traveling.
I was taking a nap.
Right.
I was hibernating.
Hibernating, fuck yeah. I love that shit. I'm like a bear.
So, what'd everybody do with their time off?
Oh, nothing. Baseball shit.
Shocker.
Baseball shit. Kid shit. Mom shit. You know.
Free.
Being mom I have to shit. Be a mom, you know, for once. Back in baseball now.
You have to do like 1 week you're assigned the snacks and stuff?
No, I like have to be a mom. I'm like, what? No, I don't do that shit. That's extra. I should just actually be a mom.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, especially to that kid. But I love him. It just drives me insane.
Do you really, or do you just keep telling yourself
no,
that?
No, I do love him.
With the thought, like, maybe, you know, like, one day.
Maybe one day he'll be good. I don't know. Maybe one day he'll just disappear.
Maybe one day he'll learn how to close the fucking door.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, maybe one day.
Maybe one day he'll stop. Take a break.
Like,
close the door.
I tell him, stop yanking that shit. You're going to break it off. Like, oh, my God. Poor kid.
So we're going to make... So you weren't here to hear this, but we're gonna make him a playlist on Spotify. It's like gonna be like all songs about jerking off.
The jerk off or the jack off list?
Yeah, the jack off playlist for Jimmy. Oh, and before we get too carried away, we have the hype man in studio. What's up, guys?
Hi, honey. Hey, where's your feather?
Oh my God, are we gonna start this again?
It's you're a trucker tomahawk. Guy today. You're supposed to be my little Indian.
Squanto just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Squanto. Pepper is now doesn't have to worry about going to jail.
No. He's older now. I told him, you know what? You're 26 now. Like, I have to trade you because you're getting too old here. Like, I don't need you 25 and young.
She already started
you're
scouting.
26.
Yeah, he turned 26. That's old. He's hitting 30 soon. Fuck that.
She's already started scouting the local high schools.
Shut up. I said college. I don't do high schools. That's a lawsuit.
She goes and hangs out at the high school graduations.
No, I don't. I'm all scouting them, huh?
She sits there in the bleachers. Why are you taking notes? No reason.
Whatever. You're stupid. Don't tell me how to live my life.
It's the same thing you say when people tell you to wash your hands.
I can do what I want. I don't have to live. I don't have to live clean.
No, I guess not.
I don't
right?
I don't touch nobody if my hands are dirty. Just my honey.
Because that makes it better.
Well, we have to share together the same thing. Like
like herpes?
Yes, I think that's love. We can share herpes.
When they found out they both had it, they're like, oh, great, now we can share drug needles again.
No, we don't do drugs.
despite what you may think after listening to her.
Drugs do us. I don't do drugs. I say no. But it somehow just, you know, it gets me to do it.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans.
Drugs are good. Keeps me sane.
So, a racist, a con man, and a...
A racist.
A racist, a con man, walk into a bar.
Are they the same person?
Yeah, because it's the White House, not a bar.
Sorry,
So, we have a segment that's ongoing called Our Racist President, and I guess he got busted.
When doesn't he? Like, fuck.
No, but it's just, like,
that guy does whatever he wants. He doesn't care.
Yeah, and
he's still gonna win it again.
And he got some serious dime dropped on him this in the last, what, month?
Did it matter, though?
He's still president.
And the messed up part is that they were like, he never thought he was going to win anything. He didn't want to win anything. It was just a PR stunt.
That's dumb. That's really dumb.
No, that shows how dumb we are as the citizens.
Fucking Trump, he needs to just stop and go back to his show. What is it called? You're fired, he would always say.
Apprentice.
The Apprentice, yeah.
He needs to just go stick with that because he's just too much.
It was all just to build his brand.
I'm like, he's going to get shot.
I'm surprised he hasn't already.
Maybe at the
shit that he's pulling.
Maybe they'll pull a JFK.
I'm pretty sure they're going to kick him out soon.
Maybe they're going to shoot him.
You think so? He's supposed to win 2020.
But he's going to be dead. Someone's going to shoot his ass, I'm telling you. Some Mexican's going to make it over that wall.
From the wall. Right there with the sniper.
I'm like, build the wall. They're still going to find a way.
El Chapo built a freeway already, like, underneath. Underground. So I don't understand.
Like, yeah, like, they don't understand. Like, underground is where they go.
Yeah. I'm a little confused.
They go down.
Like, there's a freeway down there, and he built it. And now you're going to build a wall.
Yeah, that's why. Like, go ahead, build your fucking wall.
Yeah, fool, you're like,
we're still going to go over underground.
Yeah. At least throw some solar panels on that bitch and, like, make it worth it. You know what I mean?
Wi-Fi?
You know, like, a fucking, make it one big
build a fucking
expander.
Town down there. Nah, and I'll go live there.
Yeah.
We should build a town underground.
What makes you think there isn't?
That's so cute. I don't know. I want to go there, babe. We're moving there. A town underground.
I believe there is.
That's cute.
And what are you going to do there that's different than what you do now?
Whatever I want. With no rules. Because I'm underground, bitches. You can't tell me what to do.
You're hearing this too, right? It's not just me. All right, good.
Why am I saying something?
Is this where we drink?
Yeah, this would definitely be the part where we drink.
Whatever. It was funny.
Love it. Fuck it. Pepper's Fuck drinking it. Game rules in effect.
I have a kid to go home to.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wait a minute. He's here. He's safe.
Yeah, he's in my living room playing Xbox.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I brought him. Fuck. I forgot I brought him.
I get it. Mom's schedule's last week. It's the weekend. Shit. Yeah, Sunday.
She's like, go in and be good, or I'm going to make you do the Momo challenge.
Sit there and shut the fuck up. Momo's watching you.
She has the fucking picture at the ready. She's like, look.
It's on my screensaver.
Oh, when he falls asleep tonight, you should, like, get his phone and change his, like, all of his wallpaper and his screensaver and, like, his lock screen to the fucking Momo thing.
He'll fucking freak out. He'll freak out. He'll probably have an asthma attack.
Leave the inhaler by the phone.
I don't have it. Cookie took it.
Oh, what an asshole.
And I forgot to get it refilled. It wasn't important.
Now accepting Mother of the Year.
Yeah, that's my speech.
Blame it on Cookie?
Yeah, Cookie, it's your fault.
Wow. You know he listens to the shows he's not on,
I don't care. I love him, and he knows I'm joking. I'll be over later. We'll do that, Coke.
Jeez. Put him on blast, why don't you?
Everybody knows what we do. There's no secret to our relationship.
Yeah, we keep telling you, fuck, we don't want to hear it, but yet, blah, 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 blah.
Well, do this. Put your fucking fingers in your ears and tune me out. You have a choice.
Huh?
You have a choice. Exactly. See how you did that?
That's years of practice.
I know. He would never pay attention to me. I don't even know how we're friends. Best friends. Like, fuck. You never paid attention to me.
I paid attention to enough.
Well, whatever. I got the tallest bitch in the yard. And I was like, you're taking care of me.
Nice.
She like walked up to me in the first you're 2 days friend. Of kindergarten. She's like, we're friends now. Come on, let's go. And I'm like,
okay.
What the fuck just happened? I'm like, fuck it. Fuck it. Let's see where this goes. Now, fucking 34 years later.
You're my best friend. I said, hey, you. Because I was all small and shit. I needed protection.
Yeah, she talked a lot of shit. And she's like, look, I don't need you to do anything. Just stand there and look hard.
It's like, fuck you, little bitch, and your curls. Mines are cuter. Yeah, I didn't. A lot of girls didn't like me. I don't know why. I was nice. I was nice. I wasn't that mean.
That's like a whole fucking show topic.
I was just honest. That's not bad, is it?
No.
You have to be honest with yourself and everybody else. Wow. Anyways, so what are we talking about, guys?
Well, since it came up, how about the Momo challenge?
Oh, yeah.
That's like, I
that's
guess.
That's my friend right now.
Right? I mean.
Do they behave?
Yeah. Like, sit your ass down or I'm going to pull out Momo. Try it.
I think I might.
No. Yeah. Let him read what happened and then, yeah.
You know what would be dope is if you get like a mask built or just even like a statue head. Of that fucking Momo picture.
Oh my god, and hold it around like
this. Yeah.
On a stick, and I'm like, Momo's here. I should do that. Can you make me one?
I was about to say, it might work, because I have people got from saying that their kids...
I'm going to put it on his ceiling, so when he's sleeping, he looks up.
That's going to be like a Halloween costume this year. Like,
yeah, probably.
Okay, how about this? If we could get an order into Creatures and Cosplay and have them make it, would you fucking use it to scare the shit out of Jimmy?
Just like those fan
apps. And hold on. And video it.
Yes, I'll put it on the ceiling, and then I'll put like something in his room to record him at night, waking up in the morning to that. And he's going to be like this. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, it's Momo. That's good. I'm going to be like, oh, my God. Jizz all over the ceiling now. It's going to be jizz on the ceiling instead of the sheets.
All right, I'll see if I can get an order in, and then...
That would be funny.
All right, and then you got to... And for our fucking social media stuff.
Yeah. And I'll put it on video and you guys can see that shit. That would be sick. You have to block it out, though, if you show his little penis. His little Jimmy Neutron.
Just came out.
Oh, my little dog got molested this week by him and his friend.
What? Wait, what?
Where is he going? Dog,
yeah.
Because him and his friend, well, his friend spent the night because they were playing Fortnite and shit. Then I went next door. I was like, here, you guys go sleep, have fun, whatever. So my dog, I left her there and... She when I went home in the morning, my boyfriend tells me, he's like, she probably got gang banged. She's like, you're gonna walk in, her like sweater's gonna be half off, and she's gonna be all spread out, like, mommy, help me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So I think they busted her down. What is that song? Bust down, thought the
apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah. Right.
No. Now I'm going to get the Momo after his ass. Don't you do that again to her.
Well, then we better hurry because it's coming out that the thing is a hoax, basically. And
it's a fake?
Yeah, everything that I've seen. I did a, like, you ever get that fucking Wikipedia fucking rabbit hole going at, like, 3 in the morning when you're like, okay, just one more page and then I'm going to fucking, yeah. It was, like, fucking 2 hours later and... Everything that I read was that the shit's fake, and it's actually based off of Japanese folklore.
It's like a sculpture,
wow. Right?
Or something
right.
In an art museum, actually. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it's supposed to be this lady that is like crying and holding a baby, and like she gets you to hold it, and then she just like fucking disappears, and like the baby just keeps getting like heavier and heavier, and like. Eventually, the fucking blanket falls off, and it's just like this big ass boulder that you're carrying.
You saw it?
That's one of the pages that I linked over to was the actual folklore where it came from.
Get your ass.
This is the only thing.
She has like bird feet, dude.
This is the only thing that I found for the.
Oh, that's Peppa the Pig.
Right, but it's shown in that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
the guy's showing it.
What? So little kids be watching Peppa the Pig and then the whole fucking
yeah.
Well, that's what it said it was targeted at, but then the statistics came back, and it was from like the police and like other law enforcement, and like nobody was doing it. Like it was just all hype, and nobody was actually doing shit.
Look at that shit.
But the video is shown in kids' videos.
Like this, they're watching like a clip.
Like they're watching Peppa, and then this and then it just thing appeared to that. Yeah. To do like what, subliminal messages?
Yeah, or? It's like kill people or kill. I'm gonna kill you. It says. Oh, that's crazy.
And it's based off of a Japanese art thing.
Yeah.
A sculpture.
Yeah. I'd be like, do it, I dare you. Don't fucking challenge me, Momo. I'ma challenge you. He's probably like, fuck, I fucked with the wrong bitch. Oh, man. I'm gonna do that.
It's just crazy
though.
That something that, like, that was that, like, viral and that widespread and that many people knew about it. And
well, I didn't fucking know about it until my son told me. I was like, what? Go do that, Momo. I thought he was talking about some black dance. I was like, go do that Momo dance or whatever. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, Mom, it's this. And he showed me. I was like, oh, shit. You better not do that.
That's three drinks.
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's always he's always telling me dumb things.
You thought it was a Fortnite dance
or
something?
Yeah, how does it feel, motherfucker?
Oh, it doesn't feel too good.
What are you drinking?
Four Loko.
Nice.
In case you were wondering if she was classy or not.
Yep, it's my birthday. It's
in a nice
It is not
blingy.
Your birthday yet.
It's my birthday all month.
Right? Oh, it's March. I celebrate He's the just whole bitter because February
sometimes.
Ended.
I feel young today, so I'm doing it the whole month. Usually I'm like, fuck my birthday, don't acknowledge it.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm just like, I'm only getting older. I don't so I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
So we're acknowledging it this year? Is that
yes,
what you're saying?
I feel young. I'm turning 32.
Oh, my God.
I don't give a shit what number you say. Let's just party.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get fucked up. Fucking alcohol.
You can say whatever the fuck you want. I'm drinking.
No shots, because I'm not wearing underwear that night.
Blood and clam juice all over the whole goddamn
no
bar.
Fucking shots. I'm not wearing underwear.
That's gonna be rough when you shit yourself around 12:30.
I don't shit myself. I'm drinking Pepto that day.
You're like after that one time. Like we're not gonna have
no,
a repeat
gonna,
of that.
I'm gonna drink Pepto that night so that it stops my shit and holds it till the next morning. When I'm walking out.
She's gonna show up to the bar with a fucking dildo in her ass
when
saying,
I'm
like, oh,
no,
keep me
no, no, no. Wear like a butt plug with a jewel on it because you're not wearing underwear. And then.
A fucking rhinestone.
Yep, that's what they have on the bottom. They're, oh, they're
oh,
nice.
Cute.
They're really pretty.
Is it a butt plug?
Yeah.
Oh, diamond. Babe, order me
diamonds,
one.
Diamonds, tails,
that's
feathers.
That's gonna be expensive because yeah. She probably needs a really big one.
No, I don't.
They come in different sizes.
I need a small one. Wait.
That's good because her
My butt is a virgin
like,
right
she's
now.
Like, I love diamonds. The
My butt
bigger, the
is
better.
A virgin. It hasn't been touched for a while because I don't want it to be touched.
Look, I have this old bedpost that, that I'm not using anymore. I'm sure we could like just hot glue a gemstone to the back of it.
Let's
It'd probably be the perfect size.
No, but seriously, I mean, they.
I want a unicorn.
They're pretty. They have that. The tail.
I would want, yeah, like, I want the whole unicorn with his horn sticking out. Like,
oh, I don't know about
I
that.
No,
but
they like normally have the tails, so it's gonna be like.
See it, it's like
you haven't seen
head.
The tails?
Ponytail,
huh?
Baby unicorn plug.
Like a ponytail,
or stick his horn in my butt, and then his face is right there.
This one's south really fast.
I want one of those. I'm thinking about it now.
Oh, well, nice. For what you want, they probably did the glass if you're thinking unicorn. Because
oh,
they look prettier, the
you
glass.
Could have hot or cold. You could have just hot or cold.
That. Yeah.
I love
In
that.
Case you were wondering what kind of things go up Pepper's butt.
Hot and cold things. Only.
Now you know. It's well, not just eggplants anymore.
It helps out, you know, when it's going through that whole. It's
I
like,
know,
do I want to feel hot or
I
cold?
Really, I know I really fucking shouldn't, but how does it help out?
Cause, like, it helps it because it, like, maybe I'm feeling hot or that day, so I need something cool to cool my butt.
Oh, that
or, like,
makes
maybe
sense.
I'm, like,
and
cold. Maybe it's winter, you know, I'm cold. I want something warm. Warm it
that
up.
That is a valid point.
See?
And don't, an eggplant don't. Does that for you?
Yes. Try it.
I'll pass. I trust your judgment.
It's winter right now, so get Get one and put a warm one up your butt. It feels so good.
I'll take your word for it. How about that?
Yeah. No, just try it. Get a thumb one.
Wrong cousin.
Oh, I guess that bitch. Damn asshole. Anyways, don't be talking about that stuff. Why are we talking about butt stuff? We're supposed to be talking about Momo.
Because tomorrow's butt stuff Monday, so we're getting ahead.
Momo, the Momo. Did you ever do the Momo challenge?
No, and it was stupid. I watched it and I was like, this is lame. I can't believe.
Wait, what? It's to cut yourself or what's the challenge?
There was like
you watched the video, right?
Yeah, there's like different ones, and it was like all stupid shit.
And oh, because like, the only one I've seen is she tells you to cut to yourself.
Cut yourself. Oh shit.
And then if you don't, like, nope. Yeah, you don't like, do it, then like she's going to harm plug, members like of your family.
Like a fork and an electrical plug or something. You target yeah. like super small.
I would be like, yeah. Take them out. I was trying a long time ago. Just leave me and my son.
You're like, where have you been?
I'm like, I'll leave the door open for you tonight. I'll be next door. Tell me when it's done.
Thanks.
Took care of my problem, Momo.
Yeah,
okay. Be like, I'm challenging you. So,
but I think that would be a good Halloween costume.
Oh, that's scary. I imagine kids would freak out. Like they did that clown thing where everybody's like, oh, mom, a clown. I'm like, who cares? It's a fucking clown. Like, just keep walking, get your candy, and go. Why are you scared?
Actually, you know what? That would be a good costume. And I'm pretty sure they'll appreciate the plug. But if you do want something like that, like the people that we had promoted for their wings and stuff, creatures and cosplay, go ahead and hit them up. I'm sure they'll make you something like that. They make all kinds of weird shit. So,
ooh, I want a Momo.
She can scare your son.
Yeah,
not gonna. What are you doing?
Right, show up at his school.
Just wait for the next Momo makeup tutorial on YouTube.
Yeah, but can't you just take your makeup off to do that?
No.
Oh.
I'm prettier without makeup. But I like to put some on sometimes.
What kind of fucking lies have you been telling her? Like, how much have you been lying? God damn.
Whatever. He doesn't
lie
to me.
Do you hear this bullshit?
He's not allowed to lie to me. He knows what will happen.
Kind of. Another car through his window?
Yeah, the fucking Nick. This time the plane.
Wow. Make sure
it takes out the whole house.
Wow.
And the other neighbors too, their fucking dogs are loud.
Like the whole plane on his house, and then like maybe just one fucking engine like lands on your neighbor's house.
I didn't even tell you about my other neighbor, okay? That fucking bitch poked a hole through our vinyl fence in our backyard. I was like, are you serious? Like, what is your problem? So she has like a peephole.
To like spy on you or what?
No, just to be a bitch. I don't know, like, fuck, she's evil. I'm gonna catch her ass though. She hasn't came out. She's horrible.
Speaking of horrible bitches,
she's bad.
No, I'm not gonna talk about you again.
I know.
I'm like,
it's my birthday month.
would you, okay, if somebody got caught on a site that was designed to look for people doing shady shit and it proved that they had an affair, do you think that gives them the right to sue the company that fucking provided the information?
No. Wait, I'm confused.
Why would they sue
like
them?
Extortion type?
No, like a legit lawsuit.
Like, let's say you and your boyfriend, so your boyfriend went online to check to see if you're cheating on those little sites,
mm-hmm.
and it told him you were, so he sued, or so the girlfriend, so you'd be suing the place because you got caught cheating.
That would be like them suing cheaters, okay. Television like, show, you know, right?
Like fucking, exactly, like just no. like that.
Nah, I mean, you got caught.
Yeah, like you fucked up. You're gonna get caught eventually. You can't sue.
Right, and so
you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. You got the balls to do it, then eat what comes with it too.
I
was on the same page, and I read this article, and we'll go ahead and post it on the blog so that you can check it out with the audio for this. And what happened was, husband paid like this online service to. provide information about his wife. So she had been having an affair for 12 months and had slept with 14 men in 12 months. She had different... She had a bunch of different profiles on different like adult dating sites.
Oh my God.
And like hookup sites. One of them that was cited in one of the articles was cheatingwives.com.
Nice.
And so now that she got busted, now she's suing trying to sue the company that Persopo, I believe is the company name. And they're getting sued, or she's trying anyways, because she got busted.
Wouldn't that be like suing a PI for doing his job?
That's the old way, this is the new way.
Don't boo-hoo that you got caught.
Like, she would have gotten caught anyways. Yeah. She has all those sites open. What if he would have registered for one and fucking found her, you know? Like,
or his friends. Like, yeah. here's a picture of your bitch. So you signed up for these things.
So you were going to get exposed.
Yeah.
You weren't careful about your shit.
She didn't care, please.
Cover your tracks, bitch.
Is it bad that every time I see two people kissing in a parking lot, I immediately think they're cheating?
Right?
At least one of them is cheating.
Fucking cheater.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Is that how much I've been conditioned by that fucking show?
Yeah.
No, I started with Dogma.
Like, especially by a park. You're like, what the fuck? They're going to pop up right now. They're going to catch your ass.
No married man kisses his wife like that.
Right? Fucking pats her ass on the back.
Yeah. To her? No.
Oh my God. That show's horrible. But I love it.
That was like one of my all-time favorite movies. That, and one of like the best scenes in that movie, Dogma. It's like, no married man kisses his wife like that. It's like, excuse me, sir, are you married? Yeah. To her? No.
None of your fucking business, but no. And then he shoots him.
Fucking awesome movie. So,
well, that girl's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. It was just like,
well, maybe because she wants to cover her divorce lawyer fees. She needs money from somewhere.
Well, bitch, get a fucking job or something, or go pay it from one of your men.
Yeah, like
get money from them.
Don't give it to for free. Fucking sell that cooch if you're gonna put it everywhere.
If you're gonna do it with all those guys, then you better sell your shit and get something out of it.
Yeah, like you're fucking all those dudes and you have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, that's a slut that needs training right there. She needs training because she's not.
Where's Cardi B?
Once again, you're hearing this, right? It's not just me.
Babe, I need a refill.
Wow.
Can you get me, please?
He has a gun.
Ooh, shoot me, I dare you. Come on, you want the Momo challenge?
Wow. He's like, what do you think I wake up to every morning?
Fuck you. I'll take you to the Momo. Give you a challenge there.
Te lo va a enseñar.
Babe, go, just get me a drink, please.
There's more of us.
I love you. Hurry up. Love you. Kisses. Gotta be nice. Babe, get up. Get those feet moving.
What about you, Jasmine? What's your take on this whole, like, suing because she got busted? Stop. Dynamite dropping. The broadcasting school is really paying off.
What?
That's just ridiculous. That's like suing every PI and... It doesn't make sense.
You got caught, that's it, boom, done.
It's like me suing Playboy for giving me carpal tunnel. Like.
Right, yeah. Chafing.
Like, you know how many people will be suing people? Like, fuck that, like, I caught you fucking cheating, so I'm going to sue. No. You got caught, that's it. Don't fucking expose yourself like that. Be smart next time. You're a lesson learned.
It seems like it's another kind of, like... Like the Harvey Weinstein and the Bill Cosby shit, them coming out all these fucking years later because they need fucking money.
I know. Like, he raped me or he did
this. That's not the fucking hustle. Come on now.
doesn't it seem like the hustle in a different package?
Well, maybe it's like...
The hustle, and I respect the fucking hustle.
You should have hustled at the time when it was happening, not
That's
later.
Not a no.
You, like, I don't know, people are stupid. Where's that guy at?
Your boyfriend, you mean? Or the bartender?
The Indian guy, whatever. The Indian boy. Babe, can you pass me the drink, please? Wow. You came in just perfect timing. We're talking about you. Oh, nice things. You're so cute. Look at him.
Interesting side note. Bill Cosby is one of like Pepper's mentors and role models.
What's that Bugs Bunny guy?
Ask her how she got. Ask her how she got a son.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny. Wait.
The man that has the gun. The hunter guy.
Elmer J. Fudd.
Yeah,
that's Elmer.
Yeah,
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd. So cute, babe. I'm gonna take you home today.
Apparently, Squatchel looks like fun. That's the reference Pepper was making.
Very
well, watch. Look at
him. Teen Webbit.
I'm the rabbit. I'm the rabbit and the turtle. That'll be a cute costume. You could be him, and I'll be the Playboy bunny. And then you can hunt me.
How's that cute for you?
Be quiet. Time out time. I gotta pour a drink because somebody won't do it.
It's a rough life, but somebody has to fucking live it.
Wow, well, at least he got it for me. God, honey, what are you good for these days?
Wow, talking about a fucking hard ask. Actually, you know what?
Now, babe, you gotta push it. You gotta make things happen now.
You know what? I think we should just do that. Like,
I love you, honey.
Introduce Catalina V into the mix a bit and like do one of our games.
Sorry.
What?
We're bad.
We're gonna do a game.
No, don't apologize.
This one is called Hard Ask. So there's a list of questions and you can only ask each question one time. You can ask anybody and we just kinda take turns. So
did you keep track of the ones we answered or are we doing?
Yeah, I'll keep track of the ones that we
saying like we're starting over again.
Oh, they're all they're all open. Okay. They're all open.
Okay.
So, Jasmine, how about you go first?
I'll start. Yep. All right, hang on. I gotta pull up the document.
This is an extra question.
I can ask anybody.
That's number 35 for me.
You can ask.
I can't open the file. What the fuck?
Good job, Pepper.
Oh, what are you talking about? It's not my shit. Let me show. What did I do wrong?
The fuck?
I don't know, but I can't open the file.
Ooh, because I sent you a virus.
What if I take a picture of this and send it to her through text or something?
Hang on. Pull it up. Maybe it's because I'm pulling up through my phone.
Maybe.
So
you're blaming me. You better fix your shit before you blame me. I didn't do nothing wrong.
Easy, Morton Salt girl.
Ooh, that's a cute costume. I'm gonna be her, and then he's gonna be the peanut guy. So we're gonna be salty. What do we say? Salty nuts.
Salty nuts.
Yeah, that's our Halloween shit.
So you're gonna be what?
The salt girl.
Oh.
And he's gonna be the peanut guy.
Got it.
Dude, I'll be a DJ. It'll be DJ Salty Nuts.
Babe, that's cute. You could be him for next podcast. No, you need to be the leprechaun for the St. Patrick's weekend.
Why?
Because that's St. Patrick's Day. He's Irish.
Okay.
He has to celebrate it. Okay, what am I... Did you open it?
Why don't you go first, Pepper?
Oh, now I have to... I can't...
Oh, here you go. I open it.
I got it.
Thank you. Sorry. So this question is for Jester.
Okay.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done to attract a crush?
Can we go with second craziest, if just in case craziest get me arrested?
All right, cool.
Crazy doesn't get me arrested.
Well, I won't bore you with the details, but it involved me standing in my underwear in somebody's front yard.
What the? What the?
How did you not get arrested?
Okay. And the sprinklers came on.
Oh my god!
At the really wrong time, at the really wrong angle.
Were you wearing all white?
Are you picturing it?
Just like, I need a visual.
Picture me, like, Sicily, 1926.
White fucking boxers. And water dripping through them.
God, Jesus.
So yeah,
I was boxer briefs.
Yeah, they were like white fucking. It was white underwear, and the fucking the sprinkler came up and fucking shot a fucking. It hit me like.
Thing normal when people say they're wet or they're getting wet, it's like they're not wearing like all white. Well, maybe I'm picturing a female, and I totally fucking forgot you're a guy.
So sad. Yeah, because she said
cold for you.
Because she said you're not down, and if you are, then you're crazy enough for me to date you.
Okay. Did it work?
Yeah, unfortunately, it did.
Shit.
Unfortunately.
3 months in, I was like, I signed up for this.
You wanted it. You wanted it.
Right? Sometimes we sign up for shit we don't know.
Oh, God, yeah.
It just happens. Get over it.
All right. V, how about you?
I got to ask somebody a question.
Yep. You pick anybody and just ask the question.
All right.
Can we ask Deb? No. Can't ask the little people.
We can't. Okay. Jasmine.
Okay.
Jasmine.
I passed it. I saw it just right now. What is the most it's the one like what's the most embarrassing thing you said to your partner during sex?
The most embarrassing thing
that you said to your partner during sex.
During
what
sex.
What is the most embarrassing you've been caught or?
I thought I saw it somewhere
on
here.
Thing you put on social media. There's like a few of them. Embarrassing thing your parents ever caught you doing. Oh, that's a bad one. What is your most embarrassing high school moment? And what is
wait, you're throwing me off. What's the most embarrassing thing I've ever said?
I think
said
I made up my own
sex?
Question.
Oh, all right,
well,
sorry.
There you go. Number 35, no, it's fine. No, we'll add it to the list. It's an ongoing list.
What's the
put that for 35 then?
Weirdest thing you've ever said to your partner during sex? I swear I thought I read it here.
Said during sex. Fuck, I gotta really think about this.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. The weirdest thing I've ever said during sex.
Oh my God, you said a lot of weird things.
All right, what about...
I'm kind of scared
of you. No, that was a good question. Holy shit. Yeah, let's see where this goes. It's probably going to end really weird, but fuck it. I'm down.
Fuck. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I probably...
That's a good one,
should have... Because you got to really think about that.
That's a good one, though.
There's a recording of Pepper saying, Daddy in bed.
Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? Where did you get that tape?
Who sent that? She didn't deny it. She said, where'd you get it?
Who sent that to you? And then I'll deny or not.
You record it.
Fuck you. Whatever. It was a bet. That's why.
She lost and she did it. It's Quanto has the recording.
I hate.
Well, no, you did it on the podcast.
Calling someone daddy, I'm just like, ew, that's. I'm not. You're not my fucking dad, and I'm not turned on by that. Like,
so what do you call him, Papacito?
No. It was a bet that I lost, and I had to say daddy in bed, and so I had to say it.
Okay, what about like general pet names that you say to each
fucking
other during?
Hey, time? Bitch, babe. I don't know. Like,
you're like,
whatever,
we don't talk, right?
Whatever I feel like calling them. Whatever mood I'm in, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just like today. I love him. Hey, lovey, or you know, whatever.
Got it.
Just whatever I'm feeling, but other people I'm pretty sure
in
have.
In case you were wondering if Squanto was happy.
Yeah, he is. Very happy. Babe, you're happy. Look at him. He's so
Look
cute.
Look at him. He looks thrilled, doesn't he?
Oh, I love him.
Like you're shaving years off his life every time you open your mouth.
He better be quiet. He's getting old.
The only thing I can think of, the lease is really almost up.
I might not sign.
It's got a lot of miles on it.
Time to trade that shit.
What was that, Jasmine?
Oh, the only thing that I can think of, but I wouldn't even really call it embarrassing, is like when we were going at it for like hours and I looked at him and I'm like, all right, cool. Like, are you good? Because I think we're just showing off now. That's probably about
dude,
it.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious because I had a chick fucking ask me that one time. She's like, are you like just trying to impress me or what? Or like, are you, do you really like take this long? And I'm like, oh, well, she's like, come on, hurry up.
Yeah, we're kind of just like that was like the time when we were like, all right, cool, like, all right, we did it in the kitchen, the bathroom, the bedroom, like all over the fucking place, and so, like we ended up in the kitchen somehow, and I was just like, fucking like, asshole's gonna fucking like turn itself inside out or some shit, and I'm like, all right, we're showing off now, like we good, you know. That's about it. But I can't really think about anything embarrassing. I mean, I've done stuff that's embarrassing, like hit my fucking head, like, oh, you know.
Isn't that part of sex?
But that's like a given. Everyone does that.
All right. I got next. Okay, so this one is for Catalina V.
Okay.
What is your biggest sexual fail?
You're on nothing.
His dick was so small I couldn't even fake it or want to touch. I mean, it literally looked like the fucking MAC lipstick.
Was it like four
no,
inches?
Think of the fucking black like, MAC lipstick.
Yeah, hard.
Thing.
Was it hard like that?
Hard like that.
What was
like
his name?
God. Was
it like a thumb?
It starts with an R. It starts with an E.
Okay, no.
But yeah,
name.
I was like, holy shit! It's literally baby dick. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Poor
with
guy.
That? Put it in my nose. The oh, fuck?
Man.
No, I felt bad
I'm
for
like,
this
what
dude.
That sounds like my first time.
What?
That sounds like my first time.
It's horrible.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
And
sorry.
Then later, but, like I saw that the dude got a girlfriend. I was like, wow.
Poor girl, she's...
Right, like...
He must
like,
be paying her.
I'm like, how is she not cheating? Because that's like...
Oh, maybe she does.
I would have to...
Yeah, I would too.
So...
Well, maybe he goes down really well.
Well, he would have...
Yeah, I don't care. You can go down all you want, but I want that. And if it ain't...
Yeah, I agree. You need some deep dicking and a stomach and a fucking do
yeah,
it.
I, like, tongue and fingers.
Extensions now.
Huh?
They sell extensions for your dick. Like,
but it's
well,
not
I mean,
warm.
Like,
it's not the...
I want a real one.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking buy one. Well, then what do I have my boyfriend for?
Exactly.
I would be like, you know, like,
why?
If I'm going to buy one, like, then I don't need you. I'll stick myself.
That's why they have those suction cups.
Yeah, hot and cold. Fuck yeah. That's better than a man. Get a glass one, hot and cold.
Don't worry, I'll give you a gift card to Whole Foods so you can buy a bunch of fucking eggplants.
Fuck yeah. Those things are huge. Some cucumbers are huge too. Oh my god, I see those things, I'm like, fuck.
I think that there's actual dicks like.
Sorry for bringing that up again. Yeah. Lester, my,
my little tiny Indian.
That's your fault.
God gave him a good gift. Not the height, but just, you know, the length.
The height? You mean the girth?
He didn't give him the height.
No. She's talking height. About tripod oh, over there.
My little guy, the Elmer Fudd. Oh, look at me, so cute. Elmer Fudd. I'm going to be your bunny tonight.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna hop around. You can shoot me.
That's a good idea. Tell your mom to get that costume.
Oh
one.
My god! Shut your mouth. What is the fucking genie one. What are you guys gonna play? I Dream a Genie.
We did that. We did that before I left for my trip. So
oh
now
my
this
god.
Time I.
My
won.
Mom is such a dirty slut. I can't believe she said. What
hey,
she
hey!
Said.
Don't talk about
no,
a woman like that.
I was like, what underwear did you wear for this costume? Because it's all see-through pink lace, like light pink, and it's I Dream a Genie. And I'm like, she goes,
stop,
oh, I didn't wear anything. Like, and I'm like, you went like this. You could see your shit. Like, and you didn't probably shave back then. I was like, so your shit was all bushy.
Those like, were that's her. That's what she was wearing.
I was like, that's what you're proud of? That's disgusting.
It was her furkini.
That's an awful lot
I'm
of
like,
judgment I hear coming out of you.
Whore. Like, be a clean whore. No one wants to see that.
But technically, she was wearing something.
She wasn't wearing nothing but her no. pants that were see-through.
And her fur, right?
Oh, my God. I'm over here thinking, Jesus Christ, I hope the guard doesn't talk shit about me.
I was like, that's just gross. Like, shave that shit.
10 years down the road, like, my mom's tits were like pancakes or some shit. Like, she over here talking shit to her mom.
Like, shit.
Her mom is just fine.
My mom's a slut.
Everything's in great working condition, believe me.
Not anymore.
Well.
She's all banged up.
Well, I mean, I've been gone for a while.
Oh my God. Please don't call me tonight or text me and tell me, hey, remind your mom to shave tonight. Fuck that. You tell her.
I already did. She already knows. But, you live in the same house. Like, you could just tell her, hey,
I don't want to talk to her.
Throw on the fucking bunny costume and just get ready.
Do I tell you to talk to your dad and tell him messages? No, I call him myself. I don't need you to deliver the message.
Yeah, but we don't, we're not staying in the same place.
Well, you can knock on her mom's door and be like, do you need your lawn mowed today or something?
Yeah, right? Fucking.
Your bushes trimmed.
My mom's a dirty slut.
Leave my woman out of this.
That's what I have to look up to. Oh my God. I'm going to be a whore too.
All right. So.
You're not already. Right? Well, more of a whore. You know?
All right, who's next?
Intermediate whore. Or what is it? Advanced whore.
Pepper, did you ask? Yeah.
No, I never asked.
No, she didn't.
That's you?
Hey, let me pick. What is that?
Oh. I don't know.
That was cute. What's the weirdest thing you've done when you were all alone? And I will ask Jazzy Jazz. Where did she go? Hey! She's not here.
Here.
Oh, you see? Now I have to ask the question again. And you know I don't know how to read.
Yeah, I know. I'm the reason you got through school.
What's the weirdest thing you've done when you were all alone? Like,
Will's just standing there like, yeah, you sick fuck. What do you want to do?
I'm sorry, I asked the wrong question.
What? Oh, shit. You're asking me what's the weirdest thing I've done when I'm all alone?
I love it how we're so all put together.
Gosh.
This is years of training, folks.
We always know who's talking on.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but you know who.
She's like, yeah, but we're doing video now, so I don't really want to say.
Who put that question?
I think that was Fuck Checker.
Fucking Checker.
Weirdest thing I've done when I'm all alone. Jeez.
Yeah,
I'm a relatively really weird person.
You're a weird person.
Oh, you'll tell me yours? Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've done when you're all alone?
I pulled a Buffalo Bill, tuck the thing, say I'm beautiful.
What?
What
Buffalo Bill?
He tucked his penis in his butt.
Oh, you did a Buffalo Bill. Yeah, we got it.
He tucked the penis in his butt.
Okay.
Look like a vagina.
Like from Science of the Lambs.
Yeah, to look like a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit! Did it hurt?
No.
Did it feel good?
You want to try the buffalo? What is it called?
The Buffalo Bill.
You want to call it buffalo? You want to try the Buffalo Bill challenge?
Oh, there you go. There's the next big challenge right there.
Buffalo Bill challenge.
Thanks so to Rice and Beans, the Buffalo Bill.
Oh my God! He don't even have to tuck anything.
Wow.
My son don't gotta tuck nothing. Just close your legs.
Little dick boy thing.
Little Nick. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
From Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Nick.
Fuck. Oh, Big Mouth. Yeah.
I'm excited. I want to do that again. That was so fun. Jesse. Jesse's girl. Babe, what are you doing?
All right. V, how about take the next one?
Oh. What is your worst doormat moment?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't have any of those.
The balls on this fucking chick.
I've never been a doormat. I've had doormats.
Wow.
Never once have you had a doormat.
Okay, how about this then?
I've never been one, but I've had other people that I've treated like one.
Okay, so fine. Then flip the question. What's the
doormat
thing I done? Baby
yeah,
daddy.
The worst thing you've done to a doormat.
Baby daddy. Just fucking did what I wanted and oh, wow, I'm out tonight. Like, you sit in the front porch until I open the door because we live together.
You mean
but
how
he didn't have a key, so.
You mean how, like, he was passed out just, and then, yeah. then you got pregnant that night?
Whatever. He was well aware. Don't be saying that on here.
Easy, Bill Jr.
I got pregnant by him, yes. He was asleep, but he knew what he was doing. He lived with me. He knew it happened, and that was that. Like, those were the rules. I fuck you when I want. And when I don't want to be here, I don't have to. I just did what I want and treated him like, yeah, I regret it. I'm sorry, but whatever.
In case you're wondering if Pepper was an asshole. Anything.
I wasn't. I was. But now I'm a nice girlfriend. Right, babe?
You better say.
I'm not that mean no more.
Right.
Like, that was really cruel. But, yeah, I got payback right there for 18 years.
18. It's forever.
Her nickname is
not my property.
She's like, well, my parenting style.
You better go to college and do something.
She's like, well, my parenting style is a little non-conventional.
I'm gonna change things up for this generation. Fuck that. You're really out at 18. I'm bringing it back. Because that was back in the day, huh?
I'm bringing changing the door locks back. Your shit will be on the porch.
And bags and shit. You want me to call you? How for you? That's all I'm going to do.
It's like that scene in Major League where he wakes up and his, like, fucking cot is in the parking lot.
Oh, my God. Yep, that's it. I'm bringing that shit back. I don't care. 18, you're gone, motherfucker. Better go find your dad. He's out there. Yeah. So... That was my doormat for like 8 years.
Wow.
That was a long doormat.
I had to step out.
And then he fooled me. He fucking got me pregnant and then he left. Yeah, so that was his payback to me.
All right. How about this? Jasmine.
Yeah.
What do you like least about your personality?
Oh.
I mean, besides the whole being way better at math than you need to be.
That's racist. Why do you say those things?
It's statistically true.
I know, but it's racist. I can't say racist things.
I overthink everything.
That's a bad one, huh? I do that shit all the time. I'd be overthinking.
I overthink everything.
I think too much.
And... My facial expressions are, like, super transparent, so, like, I can't really hide how I feel in front of a person because it's just gonna fucking like, come out.
Be fake, like, yeah, just be like, yeah, I'm fine, but really, you want to kill somebody?
Yeah.
You can't do that. Just practice. Practice in the mirror every day. Be like, yeah, and then you'll get it down.
Pepper's like, how do you think my son is still alive?
Right? I'm like, I love you, honey. What do you want for breakfast?
But see, that's what I exactly like hate it per se, but
yeah.
It is what it is.
Change it.
I've just been told. Well, I mean, I'd rather be transparent than like fake. So it's all good.
Sometimes you have to though. You're like, yeah, you're pretty. Mean, or like when you go see someone's baby, I hate seeing someone's baby like when they're first born because they're ugly no matter what. Mine's was ugly. Like, they're all ugly. But when babies are like, oh, they're so pretty. Like, where the fuck do you see pretty in that? Like, what are you looking at that I'm not? Like, show me pretty. Or show me cute and adorable. Like, that shit looks like a fucking alien.
Like, an asshole.
I'm sorry. That's why when I had my son, everybody came and I'm like, and don't even lie to me and say he's cute because you know his ass isn't. Like, he's all sucked up and all swollen.
Yeah.
Like, don't even fucking say, oh, he looks like so. Nope, he does not look like me.
He was yes, like, he does. He's like,
now he looks like me. Oh, yeah, now he does. We're like twins, me and my son. But when he was a baby, oh, I don't know who the fuck he looked like. Could have been the milkman. I don't know.
I felt the same way about my kid.
I was like, ooh, they're ugly.
Because I had a C-section, so I didn't get to see him. And they're like, this is your kid. I'm like,
yeah, no, it's not.
What?
No, it's not.
Like, no, this one cries.
I was like, you sure?
How do you turn it off?
No, he's not.
I'm like, oh, no. My God. Yeah, like, I looked. I'm like, this is not my kid.
Exactly.
They look weird and ugly. Like,
I had asked his dad, this is what they pulled out of me? Yeah. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I was like, wait.
Are you sure?
You're sure.
Oh, my God. That's true. You have to.
Yeah. She's like, I don't mean to sound like a dick, but.
You're like, I want a maternity test right now. I want to know. I want to.
You're fucking with me, yeah. Right? Because that little boy is white.
I still think that sometimes, but now he looks like me.
Yeah,
but do you see him now?
Yeah, I mean he's three, and I can see it now. But still, it's
yeah, it's like what the fuck. It took me a while to admit that I'm a mom. Like one day I was taking him a bath. I think he was like 2 years old, and I was like, oh my God, I'm a fucking mom.
Fucking 2 years.
I was like, 2 years later, my mom's like, yeah, 2 years later, yeah, you are a mom.
Like, you fucking carried that shit for 9 months.
I was like, fuck, I realized that.
And then sink in.
Well, I didn't know I was pregnant. I was 4 months when I found out. So I only was really pregnant for 6 months.
She's like, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I
like I did whatever before there. I didn't know because
I didn't know I was pregnant.
I didn't. I had a period and everything. Then the last month I didn't. I went to the doctors and they told me I was 4 months. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I only got 6 months to go. Okay, I'll quit. My God. But I'm back on after.
She's like, well, I mean, it's already been 4 months. I mean, the damage is done. No,
it's at that point where you can help it. So I was like, I don't want it to, you know, die in me. So I just, yeah, I took care of myself for 6 months. And then after that, boom, had him. Done. Going back to smoking and drinking.
You mean
and
when the slip and slide but failed you? When you gave up. I remember, fucker, I was there. I helped you set up the slip and slide.
I was a good mom. Oh, yeah, I was good. But I was a good mom.
Don't even try to play it off like fucking, no. Like, I was there. I saw you fucking three times down the thing.
But he was
already
old. He was older. He was about 5 at that time.
That would be a fucking awesome cake for you to make for one of his birthdays. Make a fucking slip and slide cake and then like fucking like put a little fucking doll that's supposed to be you on the slip and slide. But make it look pregnant.
Oh, you know, all the stairs fucking trying to throw myself.
Yeah, there you go.
This is your birthday cake. This is what I want. You don't remember what could have happened. But I loved you. And I didn't throw myself down those stairs. But I almost thought about it.
You know what? We should see if the cannabis cooks can make you a weed cake that like that has stuff like that.
I wonder if it does.
Those guys are badass. Like we could ask them.
Yeah, because his birthday is my birthday, so I had him that day, so it's my day, and then his, so it's real his birthday. So he should get a cake, and I should.
Happy wreck vagina day.
Yes, happy wrecked Yeah. It ruined everything, not just my vagina. Like, fucking took everything from me, my youth and all.
No.
Jeez. You're hilarious.
Took my fucking brains away. Like,
oh, is that what you're blaming it on?
I can't think anymore.
The fucking balls on this chick.
Whatever. Anyways, back to the show. Hi, guys.
Yeah, if we were George and Lenny, you were supposed to be the smart one.
I'm not the smart one. Only when it comes to certain things, but not all things.
We were like of mice and men in grade school, but
fuck
like,
you, fucking, I was not Lenny. I but was like, not a retard.
But George was was the dumb one.
No, George wasn't the dumb one, it was Lenny.
I know, but it didn't play out like that in our case.
Oh, Lenny. Poor guy. He didn't have to kill him.
You were dumb, George.
You know what? I don't know why they killed him. She was a whore anyways. Like, she was bound to die of something.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's fucked up. They killed him. He made a mistake. Mm-hmm. She got
She scared. Already had AIDS. She was going to die anyways.
Right. They just killed her faster.
Is that how that worked out?
Yes.
Fuck it. There's no cure for her. He may as well do her in.
He didn't know any better. That was sad. I was like, that's fucked up. Like, how are they gonna do that? He didn't know no better. So it was her fault.
And that was my defense for youth. It was like fucking all of our youth.
She seduced him. That was her problem. Yeah, she should have been nicer.
I know I explained the book better to you than that.
I fucking know. I like like that other book better.
Yeah, because I read it to you slower.
I like that one where they're on the island. What is it called? The fucking pig one and shit.
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, I love that movie and that book.
So it wasn't a surprise that I pointed at Pepper when I got asked on the last show, who's your dumbest friend?
Whatever. Not me. You said not me. You said somebody else was dumber than me.
Oh, that's true.
Who was it? I want to know.
I'll tell you later.
Oh, boo. Is it Bestie number two? Yeah, it's Bestie two.
Put the salt shaker away.
That's what you need. Shut your fucking mouth. Not a salt shaker.
All right, guys. We are out of time for this episode, but we were going to be back here next week. So until next week.
Remember, the best shit is free shit.
Peace.